This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the plan to keep rental prices down. It didn't work. The cost of finding a place to live in China's megacities over the last decade has surpassed even increases in the San Francisco Bay Area, Silicon Valley. China's president had called for policies to make renting more affordable there, but that's not what young people and migrant workers are finding. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
Ren Zhongyang's fish and eel stall at the Changhua Market in central Shanghai. He does good business here, just like his son, who owns another seafood stall across town. But even together, they still can't afford to buy an apartment in Shanghai. So they rent.
It's a one-bedroom place. There are six of us staying there. Me, my wife, my son, my daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren.
The rent started at $250 a month. But over the last 4 years, it's gone up by 50%. Rents in big cities continue to see double-digit increases, even though China's government has pledged more affordable housing. Yan Yuejing with the Real Estate Research Institute eHouse says the government's plan is to attract investors with land and easy credit to build rental projects.
However, the policy did not address the demand side, such as expanding the limited rights of tenants.
On top of that, a new group of real estate brokers worked with landlords to upgrade the apartments, then rent them out at much higher prices.
The situation now is that there are still some empty rental units. Some rental projects have shut or gone bankrupt because tenants can't afford the rent.
Meanwhile, the government has demolished many buildings that don't meet fire safety codes, so there are fewer cheap places for migrant workers to rent. Back at the Changhua Market, seafood merchant Ren Zhongyang says he could return to his village in eastern Jiangsu province. His house there is far more spacious.
Even the area our pigs sleep in back home is bigger than the apartment we're renting in Shanghai.
City living is hard, he says, but it's worth it, because the money he makes in Shanghai allows him to own two properties in his hometown. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.